Go. Okay. Good evening, everybody. It's getting close to Rosh Chodesh, right? So I wanted to start off one of my favorite my favorite idea and things I used to say over was in the it had as it's actually in when Klal Yisrael is being counted, you find them in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Naso. Rav Moshe has this amazing insight into the word Naso, because he is bothered by the fact that why is it that when the pasuk says that we're going to count Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says the word Naso es Rosh Bnei Yisrael, right? Why are you using this word? Now he actually says it in Kisisa as well, because it's Kisisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael. When you count the Klal Yisrael, everyone is going to give a machzis shekel. So why are you using the word Kisisa? Or even in the case of Naso, we're counting the word, counting the people. The more correct terminology should be mispar, number, something that indicates counting. Why emphasize the word Naso? So Zaramasha says it like this. When Bnei Yisrael were counted, Hashem says to use a machzis shekel. That means everyone has to give a half a shekel, right? So it made no difference if you're wealthy or poor. Get the same coin. Talmid Chachomim, Amaratzim, same chatzi shekel. We're all equal in that regard. No one can claim that this guy's learning or this one's Meisim Tovim carry any more weight, so to speak, than the next person. Klal Yisrael's all on equal footing. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a half a shekel, and I gave a half a shekel. You gave a half a shekel. Everybody gave a half a shekel. So, and not only that, you add also, the Ramban says that they all presented to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asks them, he asks them their names, he asks them their shevet. He gives them recognition and elevated their status in Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat. The word naso means to elevate. He sees so, same from the word. Esayin, I will lift up my eyes. The word naso means to elevate. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Klal Yisrael, or to Moshe Rabbeinu, to count Klal Yisrael, or any time that we count Klal Yisrael for that matter, we're telling them you're being elevated. You're lifting him up because you have an equal chelik. There's no difference. This level playing field right now. And everybody's equal. As a matter of fact, Ramesha says that he uses this also. That's why Sefer Bamidbar comes right before Shavuos, which you just had just right now. It's the same idea. Is that because this is where Makabal Torah right now. So Makabal Torah to recognize, no, everyone's on equal footing. There's nobody that has one more or less. Somebody's counted more, counted less. Now, and then it goes a step further. Sometimes we think that we have to, the things that we do or we accomplish in life, you know, especially today in social media, if something is not posted, it didn't happen, right? I mean, I don't know what the chevra use or not use. I don't know. I'm not that so familiar with this. I know it exists. That, I mean, we had it with pictures. You go to a place, instead of living the moment, let's take a picture of this, let's take a picture of that. Today, it's worse. It's picture, and then you have to tell everybody, here I did, I ate this, and I went to here, and I did this. It's almost as if it didn't occur. We lose sight of the individual thing. And everything is public. Listen to this amazing insight. My good friend Rav Moshe Grunstein, my chavrusa and my next door neighbor, showed me this point from it's in Vigadita, it's in the Sfarim of Rav Yankala Galinsky Zatzal. He was the big magid in Bnei Brak and Avardika, Listen to what he says. In last week's, in 2 weeks ago, actually, last week, Baloscha, he says like this. Rashi says, it says, Pasuk says, Dabe l'Aron ramata elov Baloscha saneros. It says, speak to Aaron and light the Neros. And the previous parsha is the Nesiim. You have the Nesiim. This week's parsha is lighting the Neros. So Rashi asks the Kasha, Loma nisuka parsha menor, the parsha in the Nesiim. Why is it connected? So Rashi says, because when Aaron saw Chosha Daito, right? Because he wasn't in the Chanukah Zabayis, his Shevet, only to see him. Every single Shevet was represented, but not him. Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to him, Chayecha, by your life. Shalacho Gedol L'Mishalohem. Yours is greater. Because you're going to light the menorah and then the seam. Okay, very nice. Yours is greater. So what's that kind of pshat? Why is it your greater? So Rabbi Yankala says, why is the menorah better than the seam? There are many, many different answers. Listen to what he said. It's a beautiful idea. He says, the seam, where'd they bring the karbanos? I was outside in Nazara. Everybody was there. That was the whole Klal Yisrael was there. Whoever could fit, right? That was public. When you do something in public, this covered, it takes away. You, Aaron, you're going to light the menorah inside. It's private. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. There's nobody else. And it's not going on Facebook. It's not going on Instagram. It's not going on whatever. It's you and Hashem. That's why it's greater, because it's private. And that's what the Navi says. Bahatznei haleches im elokecha. Go betzina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's such a powerful, powerful thing we forget, because especially, I don't know about you guys. You guys are young. I'm already getting older, you know? So when you get a little older, you know, you say, okay, what do you accomplish in life? You know, who are you already? So now it starts to get you, you know? Does anybody know you? Did you do anything? How many, what kind of... Talmidim, how many people did you influence? It starts to, the Yetzirah is very, very smart. So he says, listen to this. Something which is private has much more power. Listen to what he said. Now, this Rabbi Yankala told us over to Rav Shach. Rav Shach happened to say over a Gemara, and he said that's the same pshat there's a Gemara that says, Ravi, let me find it for a second. Here it is. There's a Gemara Brochas that says, Rabbi Elazar was sick. So Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. So he saw that the house was dark. So he went out, he rolled up his sleeve, and a light shone out from his sleeve. And the house became lit up from the light of Rabbi Yochanan, I guess the power of who he was, the tzaddik. So those that ask, wait a second, if Rabbi Yochanan was sin, what about his face? His face wasn't shining? If he was such a tzaddik, everything is, you know, we see the light of a tzaddik. So shouldn't that have lit up the whole house? So he says, it must be pshat, that which is hidden has more light. That which is hidden is more powerful. It has more light. And in general, that's what we see. B'chashoy. Now listen to this. Listen to what happened. This is a Maisa Shahaya with Rav Shach, which he brings down the story. There was this fellow named Rav Hananya Choylak. He was a person. He was involved with one of these big chesed organizations. And when Rav Shach was older, Siddhis Rav Chalk used to hang out with Rav Shach. He used to be metapel with him. He would be his Misharis to try to help him out. So, and one day, Rav Shach is getting older. So he hears this Rav Chalk is hearing Rav Shach saying, "Oy, what am I going to come to Olam, the Olam HaEmes? What am I going to bring with me?" So Rav Cholik says, I don't understand. What's the Rebbe saying? He's saying, what do you mean? You have 70 years, you're being mechanech. You have thousands of Talmidim. What are you talking about? So Rav Shach goes like that, like this. He's Mavata with his hand, And he continues, how am I going to stand before the Bezdin Shalmala? It's Rav Shach talking, right? So this Rav Cholik, he doesn't get it. So he tries again. He says, the whole world of Torah stands on Yos Chusim. Everybody's asking you shyless. I mean, it can't be that you don't have anything to come to the mom. So he goes, again, he makes nothing. He's mavatal the whole thing. He pushes him aside. And this is Chum, wait a second. And the Avi Ezri, every chelik in the Sfarim that Rav Shach writes, it's not just the Sfarim, it's not just this Talmidim. All over the world, everybody used the Avi Ezri. Doesn't that count for something? So listen, listen to what, so Rav Cholik is beyond, he's going wild out of his day. He said, okay, Rebbe, please explain it to me. What is going on? You have all these things that don't count for anything? So listen to what Rav Shach tells him. He says, for all of these things, I got covered. I'm going to come upstairs with all these tremendous things, right? However, it's when you come upstairs with this that you have covered, he says, it's like coming upstairs. It's like going on a bus in Eretz Yisrael. You're going up on a bus with a kartis that's all punched out. Doesn't count. It's used up. I used it up. If you get covered, it's used up. Now, to what degree and what did Rav Shach mean this? I don't know. But clearly, kavod is a huge detriment to somebody's schar in Olam Haba. So what we need to understand is what's really important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what we do is what's between we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most power. That's where our power lies. And sometimes we think, if I'm not famous, it's not going to be good. You have Rav Shach telling you what the situation is. But the truth of the matter is, I remind myself of a shmooze once that I'm pretty. Rabbi David Shaf and Zichrono Livracha. I'm not sure in my head, I'm thinking that maybe I once said it myself and then I heard it from him again. I don't know. But Lamais, I know for sure I heard it from him. So I'm not going to take any credit for it. But Lamaisa, it's an unbelievable shmooze. And maybe you remember it. Maybe you'll remember it from when he said it. In Hallel, we say, right? Hayom ro'o vayonos. The seesaw and ran, right? Is that where they got the seesaw? I don't know. Right? So the Gemara, the Medrash asks, ma ro'o vayonos? So the Gemara says, ro'o arona shel Yosef. It saw the aron of Yosef. What happened? The sea was waiting to split, and everything, the whole Klal Yisrael was waiting there. Moshe, Aaron, everybody was there. Hor, Miriam, with all the great tzaddikim and everybody else. So, why did it split? Oh, because of the Aaron of Yosef. So, anybody ring a bell? Anybody remember this at all? Yeah, you remember it, huh? He probably said it a few times. But it's a beautiful shmooze. What's our Rana Shal Yosef? That which Yosef had tzaddik, he gets his last name tzaddik, is because what he did with Eishes Potiphar, or what he didn't do with Eishes Potiphar. This is but that was a private thing. What he did was between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way people know about it is because she made a big tumult about it. But that was, he was able to hold himself back. That was private. And that schus of what Yosef did, that was the schus of Klal Yisrael, not Moshe, who took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, not Aaron with the Kohen Gadol, not Elazar, not the Nesiim. I mean, you can't get better than that. No, it was as Yosef who did something private between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to end with it, with I just saw recently a great story. Have you ever heard of this Elimelech Biderman? He speaks in Yiddish. He's very funny. And they're writing up some of his stuff in English already also. He's told the story. It sounds to me like, I don't know if it's a made-up story, but it certainly sounds like, but it's a great mashal. It's a great mashal. He says, a man once comes to his Rebbe and he asks him for a bracha. So the Rebbe says, do you set aside? Do you do kavat itam la-tayra? So the guy says, Rebbe, come on. He says, does Hashem really need my Torah? Does it make a difference if I learn or not? Hashem has enough malachim that are serving him far better than I can. What's the point, right? Something that we could relate to. I could certainly relate to this. So Rebbe says to him, what's your profession? He says, I'm an artist. So he says, you can tell me, what's the nicest painting you ever saw? So he says, years ago, I saw a painting of the sun setting over the ocean. It says it sold for $5 million. I said, $5 million? Why so much? I said, I could take a picture of the sunset with the chavis, with an iPhone and this and that. It'll be just as perfect. What's he getting so much money for it? So he says like this. He says, Rebbe, come on. He says, a picture, what's the big deal? I might take a picture. He says, the artist, he puts in a tremendous amount of effort. It's a lot of hours of work. So he says like this. So the Rebbe said, look, I understand you tell me it was sold to $10,000, $20,000. He says, $5 million? I mean, to what degree is this? What are we talking about? So he says, so the artist, he says, he feels he has to explain to the Rebbe a little more. So he says like this. Listen, when a guy takes a picture, he takes a picture almost 100% of the time, it's a perfect picture. When it comes, if you just take two or three, it's done, right? When it comes to an artist, he knows it's very possible that it's not going to turn out exactly the way he wants it. Each stroke, Yoni, right? Yoni knows from comic strips, right? I still have yours that you made. Mom, I gave it out already. Everybody uses it.
Is that from
Kama? But he says like this. He says he knows one wrong stroke of a brush can ruin the whole thing. He has to be very careful. Yeah, and there's so many hours and so much angst that goes into it. So for all of that and the possibilities of making the mistakes, that's what he gets the money for. So the Rebbe says to him, says, pay close attention to what you just said. He said, you just told me why Hashem needs you. He says, the malachim serve Hashem much better. Yeah, that's all true. The malachim don't have what we have. Malachim have no yitzharah. They don't have parnos daigas. They don't have to raise children. They don't, they have no struggles. There's no yitzharah. Mamela, if you take all of that into account, take all of the effort into account, that's why our learning is more precious than the malachim. And your learning is also precious than the malachim. So every little thing everything we do has so much value to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to remember that it's not what's in the public eye, it's in the private. And everything that we do has tremendous, tremendous value to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the effort that we expend, because our Kodesh Baruch Hu understands the struggle that we go through. And that's what makes it so valuable to him. I got one more minute. I want to remind me of something I said recently, and it's something that I saw this a while ago, and it reminded me again, but it's such a powerful piece. Who says it? I think it's the Altar of Kelim. It says he has it here. The Reli Lapian says it in the name of the Altar of Kelim, and he says like this: the world was created for Kvod Shemayim. The Kvod Shemayim. What's Kvod Shemayim? When a person says, "What is Kvod Shemayim?" When you say "Amen Yehishmei Rabbo," you say "Amen." He says, and it's kedai for the whole world to be created 6,000 years that one person should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Is that pretty crazy? Now, do we think of it? Do we think of the word like that? Do we think of what we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo that Hashem is so excited about the fact that we should say? No, we don't. Now, but there's a lot of things to say, but even this one little thing is so precious. It goes further. He says, you may have heard this, but it's kedai to hear it again. He says, "1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo does not come to one Amen. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is nice, but 1,000 of them don't come to one Amen. 1,000 Amens don't come to one Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbo. And one Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbo, listen to this, doesn't come to one word of Torah. Is what we do precious or not? We get fooled. It's the thing. Oh, it's not the big fanfare. It's not that I don't have the name. I'm not the big Rosh Hashiva. I'm not the big this. I'm not the big that. Public. And we get back to what we said at the very, very beginning. It's a machzor shekel. We're all equal, equal playing field. Number one. Number two. Just the opposite. This, when you get covered, you pay a price. Hatznei Aleches, what's private between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's most powerful. And we have to remember that all these little things are so powerful. We have to realize that that's amazing things that we do. Yeah, we can do a lot of things, but every little thing counts, and we shouldn't forget that. All right, Rabbi Sai. I wanted to add one. As of for questions, you should write down, because Nassim Yishai is going to write all the questions down, and next Thursday night, whoever's on is going to answer them all.
Thank you very much.